Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. Charges are likely to be filed soon concerning a stabbing incident near Tomahawk on Saturday. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Department reports a man was stabbed about 1:30 Saturday afternoon in the town of Bradley. Law enforcement was able to take an unidentified suspect into custody without incident. The injured person was taken to Aspires Hospital in Wausau and no condition was available. Deputies say it was an isolated incident. The suspect will make an initial court appearance next Monday in Lincoln County Court. And add Walmart to the Rhinelander large retailers appealing their taxes. Large retailers are using a legal tax loophole to challenge their property tax assessments. The dark store loophole proponents say their store may have cost $10 million to build and it may be on a thriving retail corner. But they argue that because their building is so unique, the only thing you can use as a comparable for tax purposes is an abandoned retail store, hence dark store loophole. Menards notified the city of Rhinelander in January they were appealing their property tax amount, and the city was notified this week. Walmart is also appealing their assessment using the same tax loophole. The executive director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Jerry Deshane, says the loophole has gotten the attention of local governments in Wisconsin.
The loophole as it is right now, the property tax burden that big box stores are bearing is going to gradually shift to homeowners, small business people, mom and pop store type people. It's inevitable if this loophole isn't plugged.
Deshane says the call from local government officials has been strong enough to get the legislature's attention.
Late in the month of June, the Assembly Ways and Means Committee held a hearing on the bill, and we were very pleased. The room was absolutely packed. It was standing room only of local government officials elected and appointed, pointing out the problems with the bill. So we're pretty confident that that committee sometime in July or August will advance the bill to the floor of the full assembly.
A board of review hearing is set for Friday afternoon at Rhinelander City Hall to hear the store appeals. The name of the man whose body was recovered July 3rd from a Vilas County lake has been identified, WXPR's Ken Kral reports.
The Vilas County Sheriff's Department reports the person who drowned was 71-year-old Michael Manicky of Waterford, Wisconsin. Pending a toxicology report, the death has been ruled an accidental drowning. Authorities were notified on July 3rd of a boat without a person in it anchored at Razorback Lake in the town of Plum Lake. Manicky's body was recovered from 7 to 10 feet of water by the Oneida County dive team. Officials said Manicky was not wearing a life jacket. Ken Kral, WXPR News.
Vilas County is the latest location in Wisconsin to report a dead bird with West Nile virus. Vilas County Health Department officials report the dead crow found June 29th has tested positive. This is the first bird to test positive in Vilas County this year. West Nile virus is spread to humans through the bite of an infected mosquito. Mosquitoes acquire the virus by feeding on infected birds. Oneida County reported a dead crow last week. Officials say always use precautions such as insect repellent and proper clothing, especially at dawn and dusk. Most people who are bitten don't get sick. Others can get a fever, rash, headache. About 1% of the public can get very sick from West Nile virus, especially older persons and people with compromised immune systems. And blood donations are urgently needed. Tim Morrissey reports.
The number of blood donations usually drops off during the summer months, but the American Red Cross has now issued an emergency call for eligible blood and platelet donors. The organization is encouraging new donors to step up and requesting that those who haven't donated for a while take an hour and donate again. Laura McGuire of the Red Cross says the shortages usually are most significant around and just after the Independence Day holiday, but this year donations are down substantially.
Probably about 61,000 donations in the last 2 months that were down, and that is a nationwide number. Here in the Wisconsin market, we are probably nearly about 300 donations down.
One of the reasons blood donations drop off in the summertime is because schools and colleges are on break and don't schedule blood drives again until the fall. McGuire says the Red Cross has added more than 25,000 additional appointment slots at donation centers around the nation to try and accommodate more donors. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
And your forecast for tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, lows around 63 degrees. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, highs near 78. That's your news for this Tuesday evening. Stick around for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.